This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
There when you call 877-337-6666. I mean, you might not always get through. Some people have the bat line. Some people's phones are just good here. Some people are blocked. I've had people ask me about some of the callers I used to have. What happened to them? I'm like, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. I only talk to them here. Some of them I talk to online. Some of them will comment. But yeah, call me up. I think we're going to get more Giants fans to call, and I think that's good, as this is my last hour, and C-Mac will follow up, and I guarantee you he's got a word or two on Daniel Jones. Of course, we all have been talking about this. Like I said, it just sounds better when Rich Eisen says it, because, oh, he was at the combine. Oh, now I just gave you a Keith O'Day 5-0 on Daniel Jones, and that's got to be like my fourth or fifth time doing it. The other conversation that I have for the Yankee fans, it's not Juan Soto. Like, I think, like, at this point, like, Juan Soto, that Juan Soto move happened. We're about to come up on March 7th, so January, February. It's been 3 months since the Juan Soto trade. Now we're coming up on our third week of spring training. We get it. Juan Soto is a Yankee. We're living in it. Others want to rain on our parade and talk about the December winter meetings and free agency and offseason, but let's go back to the December free agency and offseason of 2021 into 2022, we were locked out. And that was a year where there were generational shortstops available, but we knew that the Yankees were not going to sign one because both Anthony Volpe and Oswald Peraza were waiting in the wings. We knew we got top prospects at shortstop. One of those guys is going to be the guy. We're going to get a stopgap guy. I remember names like Andrelton Simmons being floated out there. I remember even people saying, hey, bring Didi Gregorius back. And there was one apple of Brian Cashman's eye, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. And to get Isaiah Kiner-Falefa that offseason after he had already been traded once, you had to take on Josh Donaldson's contract, and Josh Donaldson retired yesterday, hung it up after now, you know, 3 weeks of spring training, nobody giving him an invite. In the age of the universal DH, nobody wanted to bring in a three-time All-Star MVP. Oh, yeah, that's because the league saw what he did or what he didn't do in pinstripes. 877-337, you know the number to dial. I'm over it. Juan Soto is a Yankee, and of course, Brian Cashman pulled off that deal. But as I watched a lot of you wear Fire Cashman shirts last year, as John and Mazbeth started a Fire Cashman night. He did it a little bit too late because Cashman also had a move to break glass in a case in case of emergency. Release the Martian, got everybody back in Yankee land, feeling good about the prospects of this year and years beyond. I'm going back to 2021, 2022, and that offseason, the trade for Josh Donaldson, getting Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela out of here. I get it. Gary Sanchez, the time was up. You wanted to get something for him. Gio Urshela wasn't the guy you wanted at third base. You wanted a little more pop at that position, and you wanted to break up the buddy system of him and Gleyber Torres, again, to shake up the clubhouse. But to think that you wanted to add Josh Donaldson to shake up the clubhouse after he called out your ace, your $36 million a year ace. He called out your ace that season prior for the sticky stuff. And Gerrit Cole just came out and said that he doesn't forget many things when Danny Berger's Vogelback pimped a home run in spring training, gave the bat flip. Gerrit Cole said he doesn't forget many things. I know he didn't forget Josh Donaldson and what he did. I mean, when the Yankees faced Minnesota, he made sure to sit him down three times. I think he struck him out. And then he had to let bygones be bygones and patch it up. Oh, welcome to the Yankees. And with Josh Donaldson in the clubhouse, Gerrit Cole had his worst year as a Yankee. He gave up a league-leading like 31, 32 homers, maybe 33. I don't remember exactly. I know it was over 30. And so that was your big move of the offseason going into the 2022 season. That was your big move. And you know what? The Yankees came out super hot. The Yankees, I remember listening to The Fan. They were being compared every Yankees pregame, postgame show. Their historic pace was compared to other Yankee teams that had won the World Series. Yankee fans started to dream. Maybe this is it, right? And what was hanging over our head also was, hey, it's a prove-it year for Aaron Judge. The same offseason that you brought Josh Donaldson in, you threw Judge under the bus. You gave him a low-ball offer. The guy asked to be signed, sealed, delivered, but before opening day, I think $300 million would have got it done. You fumbled Judge's contract, end up costing the Yankees another $60 million plus. Or I guess $60 million, around $60 million, however you want to. I think Judge would have taken like $295, I think $300. Whatever. Who knows? We'll never know. We all got to experience the 62 home runs, but there wasn't enough around the team, right? Josh Donaldson wasn't what you thought he was. And when you get to that deadline, the deadline is your second opportunity to improve your team. Say it together, folks. There's two chances to improve your team when? Free agency and the trade deadline. And in free agency, you didn't sign any big free agents. You traded for Josh Donaldson, IKF, and Ben Rortvedt. And then when the deadline came, you traded for a bunch of injured players. Another glue guy, another guy that teammates love, right? Gio Urshela out of here. You got Monty up out of here for Harrison Bader in a walking boot. Harrison Bader ends up on the Mets after being released by the Yankees on waivers the second year. Yeah, we all know he hit a bunch of home runs in the postseason. What did that mean? What did that turn into? Nothing, really. They barely beat the Guardians and then got swept in embarrassing fashion by the Astros. And that's still the last taste in our mouth of postseason baseball. I'm not a fire Brian Cashman guy, but that offseason going into 2022 and that trade deadline, trading for Frankie Montas, Lou Trevino, when you should have done everything, you probably could have sent Peraza to the Mariners to put Luis Castillo on this team. That trade deadline, following that offseason for that team that had a guy hit 62 home runs, almost win the Triple Crown, any other GM would have been fired for fumbling all that. 877-337-6666. And yeah, it's only $6 million to us, but you owe Josh Donaldson $6 million this year, and nobody in baseball was taking on that stupid contract. Nobody in baseball won. The Minnesota Twins laughed when you took on that contract, and then they went and signed Carlos Correa. Dan is in Middletown. What's up, Dan? You're back on The Fan. Dan has the bat line. He knows how to get on.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good, good. My two main talking points tonight in my notes were Josh Donaldson's retirement and how I'm still not, like, I'm over it, but I'm still not letting it go, that our eternal GM just, like, did not do enough that offseason and that trade deadline to help this team. And then, of course, Maikito Day 5 all around Daniel Jones.
So I think something that I want to point out about that is Corey Seager was available in that offseason.
Yeah.
And your move was Josh Donaldson.
Well, past Corey Seager wanted to be a Yankee fan, right? A lot of guys, Yankee fans. But Volpe, Peraza, there was no shot that they were giving him the deal that the Texas Rangers gave him. There were other shortstops available. That's why I said it was a generational class of shortstops. The apple of Brian Cashman's eye was a guy that we'll probably never see consistently start at shortstop again. Couldn't consistently play the position for us, so much so we get to the ALCS and Peraza is called on to start at shortstop. The Toronto Blue Jays have IKF now, and I bet you he plays a bunch of different positions, primarily third base, because that's where he won a gold glove. Brian Cashman thought that he could make him a shortstop, and That was a year where the Yankees, I think, if there were some better moves, they could have actually ended up challenging the Astros. But they were so far and away from the Astros by the time they got there.
If that team has Corey Seager, there's a good chance they win the World Series.
Just going off the fact that he's got two World Series MVPs, but Brian Cashman was never going to consider it. And that's why here's something I also say on The Fan a lot is, yeah, the fans screamed, fire Cashman, newsflash. They didn't fire Cashman. It's the same guy still making all the moves.
So, and the other thing I want to point out about that Seager deal is, all right, if you liked Volpe that much, you call up Volpe, you either move him to second, trade Gleyber Torres, or you could have moved Seager to third base. There's a hole at third base this year. I'm not that confident in DJ LeMahieu going into the season.
Well,
he hasn't been good the past couple of years, and he's been hurt.
What do I always say, Dan? They die hard on their trades and their contracts. They gave a contract to DJ LeMahieu, a 6-year, $90 million contract. They're going to see that through to the wheels fall off, the same way they did with Aaron Hicks and that stupid contract, and Luis Severino and that stupid contract, right? Thinking they were crafty, thinking they were being the Braves, thinking they were getting ahead of free agency. Hicks fell all the way off. Severino last year was terrible, and they kept running him out there because they were paying him, and they will die hard on their own mistakes.
And that's what aggravates me so much, because you look at the Giants, look at Joe Shane, how there's buyer's remorse, how they know they made a mistake with Daniel Jones.
Well, they're
not
saying
it. That
would
never happen with Brian Cashman.
But we'll see if their actions speak louder than their lack of words. They're going to, oh, yeah, Daniel, you know, we could have done more to help him out, and, you know, no. If they go out and draft a quarterback, or trade up and draft a quarterback in the first round, that tells you everything you need to know. That's it. That's it for DJ.
But that's what good GMs do. They're able to admit they're wrong. Brian Cashman could never do it because he's been there for so long.
It's not necessarily what good GMs do, Dan. It's what GMs have to do to keep their jobs.
But that'll never happen. Cashman, like you said, is the internal GM. He's not going anywhere.
He's too comfortable.
And he never will.
So I'm saying that 2022 team actually had some magic, actually was winning at a ridiculous clip. You had Aaron Judge. What did Aaron Judge have, 131 RBI, something like that? His OPS was ridiculous. You get that year out of Judge, you got to do everything in your power to win. Didn't happen. We got Scott Efros, IL, 60-day IL, Lou Trevino, Frankie Montas, Benintendi, bad luck, I guess. He gets hit by a pitch, he's cooked. Harrison Bader, yeah.
And the thing that annoyed me most about the Montas trade, they knew he was hurt. They still traded for him anyway.
Susan Waldman said it. I'll never forget. Susan Waldman knew it, too. She knew, because Susan pays attention to the whole league. She knew. She's like, he's been hurt in Oakland, but that was a pivot. We couldn't get Luis Castillo because the Mariners wanted a top prospect, right? They probably wanted one of Volpe or Peraza, and they weren't parting with them at the time.
But that's the other thing that doesn't make sense, if you're going to stash Peraza in the minor leagues, then what's the point of keeping him on the roster anyway?
In hindsight, Peraza, you know, I just saw last week after he had a couple errors, they're like, oh, he's hurt, we got to shut him down. Now Peraza isn't looking like the prospect that was promised. And that's what happens. Prospects are suspects. Somebody just sent me this reel of all the Yankee prospects in the last, like, 20 years. I'm like, bro, like, none of them panned out. The number one prospects, the, like, top prospect. There's too many names of guys that just, like, it doesn't happen. So why hold on to these guys? You have a team that's winning at a ridiculous clip. You do whatever you have to do. And here's your segue so you can talk about your Rangers. Here comes the trade deadline. This is a good Rangers team. There's supposed to be something special about these guys, right? A winning streak. The Stadium Series. I don't care about the Sphere and the NHL Draft and Dolan or whatever that nonsense. I want to believe that's not true. If there's a team that is looking for that pick and they have a piece that can help you win this year, you do it. You do it. You do it.
I completely agree. And I think that's something that good GMs do. Texas, they did it. Went in, traded for Jordan Montgomery. There's other examples. I can't think of it at the top of my head. But MLB, there's been some good examples as well. I'm blanking. Mets, 2015, Cespedes.
The Braves, you're missing the Atlanta Braves. When they won it, they didn't have Ronald Acuna Jr., and look what they went out and did. Let's get Jorge Soler. Let's get blanking on his name, Jock Peterson. Let's get, you know, they went out and added guys and they went on a run.
The Indians in 2016, the Cubs in 2016.
Yeah, everyone
giving
does
up it. Top prospects for Chapman and Andrew Miller.
Everyone does it because it's the last time that you can improve your team, and it's just a couple months after the deadline that you got to get right and win. And like I said, any other GM that had the offseason that Cashman had going into 2022, taking on Josh Donaldson and the headache that Josh Donaldson was, a known just like ass around the league, and Gio Urshela, who is a beloved teammate, you get him up out of here and you even speak to that. And then fast forward, you get rid of Jordan Montgomery. Montgomery becomes an ace elsewhere, wins a World Series. Like it's just stains on your resume, and a lot of us, like myself included, say, what have you done for us lately? And this is our team, and we love this team. And when we think about the decisions made by the guy running the team eternally, that his seat is never hot, like it does kind of get you frustrated. And I understand why people bought Fire Cashman shirts and showed up for all that. I didn't do that because I knew it was never happening. But man, as I look at, you know, just the moves from that season, I'm like, they better figure it out this year. And when the deadline comes, if they need another frontline starter, you have to send whoever, not Spencer Jones, but that's what the holdup's going to be because the whole league knows that, right? No, we're not sending him to you unless you give up Spencer Jones, and they're not going to be able to finesse and get that guy. I really think other GMs, they're tired of Cashman and Cashman's tricks and Cashman working at, you know, the last hours of the deadline to win at the buzzer. I think they're over him. And Cashman tried to take the offensive this year, bro. He went to Arizona with a bunch of prepared statements. He had the meme, the guy looking in the mirror. You go out there and you tell him the Yankees are good and that our people are pretty effing good. No, there's enough on your recent track record that you've made a ton of mistakes that are not good enough, and that's why you've come up short.
Well, that's what aggravates me about him. If I don't count those World Series in the early 90s, early 2000s, because that was really Gene Michael and Bob Watson.
You've been listening to the Fan. I don't know how many, you know, callers we've had call up and say, no. You know, Stick Michael built that team. Gene Watson, those guys get credit for that team. I try to not remove that from Cash. Like, he gets credit, too. And he did add, as you talk about, like, you know, going for it, like David Justice. But at the same time, bro, as of lately, this drought we're in, you can only blame the people making the decisions at the top. And with the Josh Donaldson retiring today, and then I go look up, how much money do we owe? $6 million. I know it's not a lot, but every million affects decision-making. And $6 million going to Josh Donaldson so he could play golf, that was a mistake.
That was one of the worst trades in recent memory. I remember seeing that and being aggravated about it because he was past his prime. He hadn't hit that well.
It didn't
prior.
Make any sense. I was on the Fan the night that it happened. I went back to my tweets. I was so lost. I was trying to say, oh, maybe they're going to flip him to the A's. I wanted Matt Olson. I was so locked in thinking, the Yankees are going to get Matt Olson. Like, maybe they can flip him to the A's. I'm like, no way. The A's wouldn't take on that stupid contract. Like, I'm like, maybe they'll send Gleyber Torres in a deal with it. No. Just the only guy that wanted Josh Donaldson was Brian Cashman, and he literally put him in the clubhouse with Gerrit Cole after he called out Gerrit Cole. Like, how do you do that, bro? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
And then the other thing that didn't make sense to me, especially that week, Freddie Freeman, another guy available. And I like Anthony Rizzo, but when you have a chance to get guys that are generational talents and you pass up on them for Josh Donaldson, Mr. I can't swing and hit a fastball down the middle, which he couldn't hit fastballs down the middle. I've never seen a major league hitter that couldn't hit a fastball down the middle like I saw
Josh Donaldson. He was cooked. He was Josh Donaldson. All right, I'm going to switch the subject. Thanks for the call, Dan. It's pissing me off. I want to live in the hole like Juan Soto is a Yankee. I'll give Brian Cashman credit for that, even though in my mind he wanted to keep Michael King and they almost didn't get the deal done. And Hal was probably like, hey, didn't we have the meeting about checking your egos and whatnot? Get the deal done. Our fans, they're not buying season tickets. Steven is in Point Pleasant. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Keith, man? I was at work all night tonight working at a restaurant, and NBC Philly is one of the channels that's always on. So all night they just kept cutting back to Jason, getting emotional. And I didn't know what he was saying until I get in the car to go home. I turn on the fan, was on the radio. As soon as I turn the car on, and the clip was playing. And that is you coming on right after that. That's all time fan, man. That's
bro,
you're the best. You're the only host that would touch that pause.
It caught me so off guard. I didn't know that, like, that's what bro got choked up about. Once he started talking about, that's funny, man. And I said it on air without realizing that, you know, we can't say, the D word.
You can't say the D word?
No, I feel like I've heard somebody else say it, though.
What if it's, like, Richard's name?
Right.
Like, nickname. Yeah, whatever. Like
if it's Dick Tracy, that's fine. But we can't say what Travis or Jason Kelce was saying. Either way, bro, I just thought that was hilarious, right? He's getting emotional, and my guy gets choked up as the prepared part of his speech. He's talking about the cojones of his coach and the other region
and
of his quarterback. Like, bro, what's going on? What's going on up there?
It's Philly, man. They're different now, man.
Yeah, it is Philly. I can't relate. I don't do that Philly stuff.
I wanted to talk about Lindy. First of all, Devils last season, that was their best regular season ever. That was a pretty special year.
Yeah, it was a good time, and we gave him credit for
that. Most amount of wins, and, this year's been pretty bad, but I appreciate Fitz not just firing him as soon as this year went off the rails, at least trying to. I think Lindy earned the right last season to stick it out as long as he did.
They gave him an opportunity to right the ship. They gave him an opportunity to correct this. There were multiple times in the last few weeks that we thought, okay, here we go. And it didn't materialize. The
Flyers outdoor game felt like a stay of execution. If they had gotten blown out that game, that would have been it. But I mean, the Kings last night, that reminded me of the Chargers, against the Raiders this year. Like, players just looked dead.
Turned it off. Wasn't even interested.
Turned it off. They don't want to play for this, no disrespect for this older guy anymore, the young guys, they want something else, and, it is what it is. It sucks this year. After the season, I want to call you and talk about the McLeod situation. I think that deserves a separate, that needs to be broken down from an organizational standpoint and what happened there, in my opinion.
The what situation? But,
the McLeod situation. What happened?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I read that article, and it was funny. The day that news broke, my wife had heard about it, and I was wearing my New Jersey Devils jersey, and she literally said to me, "She's like, might not be the best day to wear that to the fan." And I was like, "Yo, I didn't even think about it." I'm like, "No, it's definitely not the right day to be repping when all this is in the air."
Yeah, I think after the season, it doesn't need to be talked about now, but I think that it deserves to be talked about.
It's a big talking point when you talk about what went wrong with the Devils' 2023 season.
Yep.
2022 into 2023.
For sure.
2023 into 2024, rather.
Yep. I don't know NHL coaches, it's weird. It's mostly a circle of the same people, but occasionally they'll get someone from the outside. You know, I have no idea. It's probably someone from Fitzgerald's past who we'll probably bring up. But we'll see. This year's shot.
Fingers
crossed. If they pull out a miracle, make the playoffs,
they make a move before this deadline, and Travis Green, maybe these guys rally around him and he rights the ship and they make a push to the wild card. But I just don't believe that they can win, so I don't even want that.
Yeah. They need a goalie. That was Fitz's biggest failure going into the season, the fact that he went with Vanacek and Schmidt coming into the season. Two guys that didn't prove themselves last year. Schmidt made it look great in the playoffs, and then they eventually pulled him anyway. And it caught him. It cost Lindy his job, and here we are. After a great season last year, we were watching the Rangers go into the playoffs with their new goon, who is the new darling of the league. What's his name?
Matt Rempe.
Rempe, yeah.
They said he's a hero. He's New York's hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ugh.
Couldn't save the day tonight.
You know, 94, when the Rangers beat the Devils in the Eastern Conference Final?
Yes, sir. I mean, I was a child, but I know the history.
Yeah, so I wasn't even alive. But little known fact about that most people don't know is Messier sold the soul of the Rangers to the Jersey Devil so they could win that cup. So now they can't win it for another 100 years.
The Rangers?
That's just the true fact of the story. It is what it is. So, sorry, Rangers fans, got to wait another 100 years.
New Jersey Devil. Steven, thanks for the call, man. I didn't realize Mark Messier made a deal with the Devil, the New Jersey Devil. I mean, I've been talking about Jerry Jones making some kind of deal with the Devil and the Cowboys not being able to win for almost 30 years now. And they call the Rangers the Cowboys on ice, so I get what's going on here. 877-337-6666. Let's take a break. My time is burning, so we're going to play some other sounds, and we'll be right back after this.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Let's dance. Put on your Mets shoes and dance the groove. It's the Queen's Crew. It's the Queen's Crew. Keith McPherson on the Fan. My last 20 minutes or so here. Let's talk about Danger Russ, Mr. Unlimited. You know, when I saw the news today, I wasn't surprised. I think we all knew that this was going to happen. Russell Wilson was going to be let go. Russell Wilson just did a podcast last week. I'm telling you, I love that we are at this juncture of the podcast era where these players will get on the podcast and spill the beans and tell the truth and the whole truth. And they do it in a setting where it's just Russell Wilson and Brandon Marshall and the whole world sees it. Mecole Hardman was last week. Like, there's so much content that we're getting from the podcast world evolving into video production, YouTube shows, and these guys feeling like, oh, well, like, I'm not going to get on ESPN and interview. I'm not going to do an interview with Skip Bayless. Ha! Skip Bayless. They'll do the interview and they'll tell you everything that went on one-on-one or in a little group setting, and we all get to watch and see and enjoy and take those clips and run with them, whatever. The Broncos wash their hands of Russell Wilson because that is Sean Payton's operation. And $85 million in dead cap is just kind of ridiculous. When you see that number, it's like, that's a lot of money to eat. But the first place I thought, and I know they're saying that, you know, this guy's you know, going to be hanging around for a while, probably till after the draft. But the first place I thought was Atlanta. And a lot of times, if you follow me on Twitter, I tweet out some of my thoughts and takes on Twitter. One, because I don't get on till late. Two, because like it's just, I'm a Twitter head. I was on Twitter before I was on the radio, and I put this on Twitter. I'm like, yo, the princess is here. Sierra, this beat is automatic, supersonic, hypnotic, funky, fresh. Bring Sierra back to Atlanta. And then also, future junior, future son, Atlanta, and Wynn Wilson, Russell's son. The Falcons can win now with Arthur Smith and those weapons that they have. They should hang around and bring Russell Wilson. Even if you do trade for Justin Fields, who's from Georgia, Sierra's from Georgia. Why not go get Dangerous? And I don't know. I'm looking at my Twitter. I guess that didn't go out. I thought I tweeted that out. Maybe I didn't. No, I did. I did 7 hours ago. Baseball players are getting ready for the season, and you should too. The warmer weather of spring is around the corner, so it's time for you to slim down and get into shape. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You are fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number, locations close by or available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get ready for spring with njdiet.com. And that just made me think, I was supposed to hit some push-ups in here. I did some dumbbell incline bench, some dumbbell bench earlier. I was supposed to hit some push-ups in here. I brought the bands to try and do some, you know, like chest work. I didn't work out in here. I didn't work out in here. Summer's going to be here soon, and I'm just going to be a fat boy, I guess. Boy, dad, no dad bod. Paul is in Memphis, Tennessee. Paul is back on the Fan.
I want to just put some background into this. So back in the 1980s, I was a keyboard player. And back in New York, there was not a lot of keyboard players that got signed to record contracts. I was with Warner Brothers Records. And I got to play with David Bowie. And what happened was I actually got to play some of his preparatory concerts and that type of thing that actually got me involved with this entire world of entertainment, right? So although I was not part of the Glass Spider tour, I was there at the very beginning. And what brought me to this entire world of, you know, why this is important to the world of sports is this entire Russell, Russell, you know, deal, which is when you're at the epic of what you are in your career, and all of a sudden, like, you're put into this world of, well, now I've got to start all over again. Why can't the world of the New York Giants actually take a look at this guy now that he's available? And how does that affect the draft? Because now all of a sudden we have this, like, talent that is unbelievable that we've now, like, taken into the world of this draft. And how does this affect, in your opinion, how this creates a new type of you know, how we are going to be able to make sure that we take the full advantage as the New York Giants?
I don't think the Giants should entertain Russell Wilson at all. I think we actually were having that conversation on The Fan 2-3 years ago before he went to Denver. And it made more sense then, but I don't think it makes as much sense now. It makes sense as far as, like, it's not going to cost that much. Might be playing on the league minimum. And like you said, he's a talented guy. He should have 2 Super Bowl rings, but he's a Super Bowl champion. And he's been doing it for a long time. And he showed us last year that he's not washed up. He's still got it. But I don't think you bring him here and draft a quarterback and have Daniel is too much. I think it would be way too much. But, you know, the biggest thing for me with Russell Wilson and this contract was how crazy it was that they signed him to this massive contract, gave him the world, gave him an office, gave him all of these privileges, treated him like he was this Hall of Fame quarterback. And then, you know, the whole thing went south. And honestly, it was just poor planning. They hired Nathaniel Hackett as the head coach, thinking that he could lure Aaron Rodgers away from Green Bay to be there. And that never happened. So they pivoted and they said, well, let's get Russell Wilson. And, you know, they trade for Russell Wilson. And, of course, the Seahawks were like, yeah, well, we're done with Russell Wilson. And it just, I don't know. For them to try and play with Russell Wilson as far as, like, telling him to waive his injury clause and for them to release him now and all the money that he's owed, I don't know, it's crazy. But he'll land somewhere, and he's rich, and I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for the Broncos. His business is not personal. They went in a different direction. They have a different head coach now than they had. And Russell Wilson, he's not going to retire. He's going to end up in a situation where a team that doesn't have a young quarterback. It's funny, as I read this on Twitter, Emilio, who just wrote me on Twitter, said, Keith, Arthur Smith isn't the coach of the Falcons anymore. It's Raheem Morris. I'm well aware. When I said Arthur Smith is now the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, where that's where I expect him to land. Arthur Smith is not the head coach. I'm well aware. So if I said that and it confused anyone, I meant that he should go join Arthur Smith in P-Town. But yeah, that's
wow. Well, thank you, Keith. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not right about everything. I misspeak a ton. I mean, I even sang the David Bowie lyrics wrong. I knew I said that wrong. I think I said, let's dance, put on your Mets shoes and dance the groove. It's really put on your Mets shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the songs they're playing on the radio. We got to get that actual jam to play because I think we were playing the Puff Daddy and Mace remix that sampled that. Been Around the World, I believe, is that track. Hey, Dwight in Asbury Park, my guy, back on The Fan. I meant to tell you, we were hyping up Cooper DeJean and how athletic he is. He's going to be probably the first white corner we see starting the NFL in a long time. He didn't do anything at the combine. He didn't compete.
No, he had an injury. He had the he underwent surgery.
Right.
He said he's gonna run at his pro day.
I thought he was gonna go to the combine and tear it up. He wasn't able to.
No, I was listening to some guy on Instagram typing him up, talking about he was a sprint champion.
Yeah.
I saw his 100 and 200 times.
Yeah.
Listen, Keith. He done got smoked by somebody in our backyard running that smoke. He was running 11-1 and 22-1.
Oh, nah. That's what I was running. I was getting close to those numbers.
Yeah, he would got straight toasted by somebody in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't have made it out of the Shore Conference. He wouldn't have been running in the state. He would have placed fourth.
Females would have been beating down his neck.
Yeah, some of the girls might have been on his heels in the 200.
Oh, no doubt. I saw that 11-1 and 20. Oh, hell no.
He's not a
champion run that slow.
In Iowa, he is. In Iowa, he was one of the fastest guys.
No, he couldn't have made it. He couldn't have made it in Jersey. No.
Not in the Shore area. Those guys, the guys that are winning the 100, they're sub 11. Them guys are running 10.5s and 10.4s.
10.5.
In the 200, they're hitting the 21. Like,
yeah. Oh, he'd have got straight toasted by somebody in New Jersey.
I used to be at them all day track meets. I used to be at the Penn relays. I used to be there looking at the girls and waiting for my time to get on the track and get smoked. I was fast, but not that fast.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yo, the NCAA championship's going to be this weekend. They're going to show the finals on Sunday on ESPN.
Oh, bet. Yeah, I'll be checking for it. I can watch that. I can chill and watch that.
For that dude I told you about, Christopher Williams, the 400-meter runner.
Mm-hmm.
They straight ganked him for his 400-meter world record.
Word. Yeah, thanks for the heads up. I mean, if I'm rolling through the channels, I'll definitely see it. We got the Olympics coming up this summer. So.
Oh, I'll definitely be on that. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that.
Likewise.
All right, man, I'm out.
I thought you was going to talk about the NFL Combine, Dwight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, listen, look out for a dude named Lad McConkey. He from Georgia. He ran a 4.39.
I saw him. I'm already well aware of him. I saw him. Yeah, he can get it. Pause. He was getting after it. He can get after it.
I want to see if he get drafted by the by some team in the later part of the first round.
Yeah, I mean, them Georgia boys, I mean, they're definitely going to get a good look. And after his combine workout, his stock is definitely rising for sure.
Oh, no doubt about that. I saw that 4.39. I said, yeah, somebody going to snatch him. I want to see what he's going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, great call, Dwight. And I know we haven't mentioned the Jets yet, but I saw, who was it? God, why am I blanking on his name? Woody. Damian Woody, he put out there, like, yo, this draft, let me get the exact tweet so I don't do it verbatim, but as he was watching the combine, and we all were watching the combine, I know we weren't all, I know Fleegs wasn't watching the combine, but I watched the combine, I watched all of it for the most part. Saturday was the main event. I literally had that on my TV for all 8-9 hours, but Woody put out a tweet basically saying, like, this combine has exactly what the Jets need. Receivers, tackles, like they you can take your pick. There's a lot of talent, and you could take multiple picks and have depth. Like, just how fast some of these guys are is ridiculous. And then, you know, the local feel, we had Jaden Sheridan. We had the kid that I got put on from New Hampshire, that's from Dylan Lawbay. From New Hampshire, that's from Long Island. I got to see him run at the combine. I got to see, and he's jacked. I was like, bro, this guy looked like a fullback. Rooting for him. Let's see where he lands. Jaden Sheridan, Monmouth University product. Like, there are some talented young players coming into the NFL. I love the promo they showed with, like, Puka Nacua. Like, he's a perfect example. Like, there was something where he was saying, like, you know, you can't predict the future, but you can come to the combine and you can show him. And the combine was so entertaining to me. There were 16,000 people there on Saturday to watch the quarterbacks, running backs, receivers go. And it's just like that, that's why the NFL is king. The NFL can put 16,000 fans in Lucas Oil Stadium on a Saturday in late February to watch guys run the 40, the three cone drill, vertical jump. It's great. It's great. So, yeah, I went to go find the transcript of Travis Kelce's speech. This is a lot. This is a lot that he had to say there. I'm glad I skipped most of this. But he basically started talking about all the times that he won't forget. And, you know, that Nick Foles, David Peterson story that he told where he specifically, you know, spoke out. Like, I just wasn't expecting that to come through on the update. That was hilarious. That was a good one. I can't find it now in the transcript. This guy sat up there and talked that long. This is a long transcript. Yeah, I don't know. Not a fan. Never was rooting for you, not once. I mean, it was never rooting for you. Not an Eagles fan at all. Not a Philadelphia fan of anything. Speaking of, the Philadelphia 76ers come to Brooklyn. The Nets are going to lose. It's the second half of a back-to-back. I start off my show tonight screaming, broken. That's a new one that came to me. That's what I'm going to do tomorrow when I'm in the arena. Broken. Broken. They are broken fundamentally, physically, emotionally, mentally. A broken organization led by Sean question marks. So, yeah, Philly will come here without their broken MVP, Joel Embiid. And beat the Nets. Oh, as I say that, speaking of Philly, Zach Wheeler. And I'll cue this up for C-Mac if he wants to engage with Fliegelman and the Mets fans. We were just kind of having a little powwow on it. I'm like, yeah, I didn't really get to it. But, you know, I was thinking about Zach Wheeler and his contract. And this is what I said to Fleegs and Mac before, you know, the last break before we came back. I'm like, if you're Zach Wheeler, and you see how much money they had ready to give Yamamoto, you're like, hey, yo, what about me next year? Like, Austin Nola, like Aaron Nola, I always mix up Aaron Nola and Austin Nola. Aaron Nola got paid right away. Like, there was no waiting period. Like, Blake Snell is waiting. Jordan Montgomery is waiting. Even, like, the, you know, lesser names like Michael Lorenzen, Mike Clevenger, those guys are waiting. Matt Chapman signed. Shout out to Matt in New Jersey who called my show Friday saying that it was a mistake for the Yankees not to sign Matt Chapman. And he was blaming that on Cashman. And I actually was defending Cashman. Like, what? And then I'm literally driving home and I get the alert that Matt Chapman signs with the Giants. But back to Zach Wheeler. Here's my three things with Zach Wheeler. The Yamamoto money, it basically tells you, hey, they were looking for another arm, and they got money to spend on pitching. 3 years, $126 million, I believe. And he was going to be a free agent after this season. So he's not even hitting free agency. And that's your man's. Mets fans got to feel some kind of way about that because, like I said, I still think of him as a Met. What could have been as you don't have Kodai Senga and as you don't really have a strong rotation. That guy could be right here. You got the richest owner in the sport. But Brody Van Wagenen, the Wilpons, some things that were going on before that. It is what it is now. And the last thing I'll say before the music hits is it's hard to pry these guys away from where they get comfortable at. I'm sure Zach Wheeler has a nice house in the suburbs of Philly. His wife, kids. I don't know if he has a wife and kids, but if he does, they're probably in a good spot. And once these guys are multi-millionaires and touch generational wealth, like, it's going to take some type of riff where they don't want to be there because of a teammate or a front office person. I mean, the Phillies are going to win. They've won the last couple years. They've got a lot of good players. And now he just ensured that he touches another $126 million over the next 3 years and doesn't need to hit free agency. Might have been able to make more, but it's not even about that. So as people love to talk about, you know, Juan Soto and the guarantee that he's going to go to, like, no. You don't know that. None of us know. None of us know what these guys really want, what these guys are really going to do, what their agents can or can't do for them. Juan Soto's young, though. He doesn't have a wife or kid. Or what do I know? He might have a wife as soon as he signs. I got on last week and told y'all, Ohtani, he can take $2 million because he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have kids, and then he comes out the day after my show, he's like, I'm getting married. Like, oh, so all this time, Shohei, you weren't going to get married to Yamamoto. All right, that's all I got. I'm out of here. C-Max coming up next. I'm not on tomorrow because I'm taking my cousin to the Nets game, but 5-hour KM to AM on Wednesday. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.